It was the different names of them. You know.
You really raised ostriches around here.
Oh, yeah. They had a regular ostrich farm up here. I got a picture here somewhere of my wife in the buggy where they had the ostriches to pull that buggy around. And they had ostriches they run races with up here at the fair against the horse.
Is that right? I understand they run pretty fast.
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. And don't never get in front of an ostrich.
Why is that?
He uses them feet to kick with.
Oh, yeah.
They can just break a 1 to 12 board. But they can't kick behind them, but they can kick forward.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
But anyway, them peacocks, one man used to have them up here. They'd hook them plumes and feathers and they'd sell them. And oh, it'd make them old birds so mad. And they'd pout for a month after that. They'd lose their beautiful feathers. And they'd squall, you could hear them squall for a half a mile. But they are pretty to get up on a place and they can strut, Lord, they can strut them feathers out pretty. They'd be 5 and 6 foot wide that way. How'd you spread out the prettiest thing and then just pull them all up together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking out there, them feathers are dragged 5 and 6 foot behind them. But they never let them get out in the wet too much. They keep them up, but they're not far behind them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. You know, in your kitchen sink, that thing that the water comes out of, what do you call that?
Well, is that what's called a drain?
Well, what the water comes out of, you know, when you turn
faucet? Mm-hmm. Faucet.
Well, what about if it's out in your yard, you know, what you might hook
that's
up?
That's a hydrant.
That's a hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably seen these big metal portable water containers, you know, that you can take out on the road if you're working or something like that. And they'll usually have something that you can push or mash and the water will come out. What would you call that?
Well, you use a lot of them on water jugs. It's a faucet, something that's got a handle that you turn this way. But these others are push button, and I just can't call that right now. They use on some thermos jugs and such as that. Some got a little other thing is a faucet, and the other, I guess they call them a button.
Have you ever heard people call them spigots?
Yeah, when I listened. Up there was mostly when they used to make them out of cedar and put them in big jugs or big barrels and tanks and such as that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this thing had happened. We were down yonder when I was a boy. My dad bought a place and then he sold it. And the fellow he bought it from raised scuppernongs and he made wine. And he had a good vineyard. So the fellow that bought it, he and my brother next to me, they gave them that fall and made a bunch of scuppernong wine. We had them stored out in a little outhouse we had, the storehouse, and the basement, like we dug a basement. And we had about 25 or 30 head of hogs. And they had this year it was in under the basement of the barn there. And the hogs was in the pasture. They come in by there. And one day we had an old man working with us. He come in and says, "Mr. Old," talking to my daddy, he says, "Your hogs have all got the blind staggers. And there's coming in from that there to go back to our hog lot to fast them up at night." So when I see them coming in, you know, the old hog, they just knew while they going, ha, 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 they'd run into one another just that day, you know. I knew what that went out there, and they got under that house at that barrel, and they got to rubbing or something, and they opened the spigot on that there cedar faucet. And that wine went out and they were drinking and they was all drunk. They got about 20 gallons of wine out of that barrel.
That's
the first drunk hog, the old man, he was old. And he said the first time he ever seen a drunk hog, he thought they had blind staggers. I remember that just as well.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was a cedar spigot.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a few around once in a while now, but not very much.
Mm-hmm. Well,